Beloved Master, thank you once again for reminding me of the divine that dwells in my heart. In your presence, my life purpose gets very clear, and I feel that I can't miss the chance that I'm having in this life. Everything is being given to me so that this transformation happens. It is a great blessing to have met you again and have you as my master. Thank you for tirelessly radiating and bringing the grace of your enlightened presence. With much, much love, respect and gratitude, at your feet, Jaimati. Life is nothing without any purpose, and what gives it purpose is the joy, the love, the silence, this presence, consciousness. That's what gives life's purpose, direction. Otherwise, you can be just like a driftwood. And the chance is very easy to miss. You need some kind of spontaneity, awareness, to catch the opportunity. Otherwise, it's very easily gone. This happened, Jaimati, and now you have really allowed it to happen also. And that's the thing, you have to support the happening. The happening is already happening, but you have to support it. You have to let go into it. You have to allow it. Then it's really a flow. Therefore, I want to thank you for this beautiful summer retreat. I'm happy and feel something new is emerging. I want to share with you that what has happened to me during this retreat. For the first time, I saw a clear picture of the abuse that happened to me in early childhood. Not nice at all. But the good news was that I had a distance to it. Earlier, it has just been a chaos of emotions coming up and fog. That is the good news, Mudita. And nobody knows how long time this will take. No, you understand, no, it has happened. That is what Baba is waiting for. When will this seeing happen? Because you can't see if it's too foggy and too much emotions and mind and chaos. It's impossible to see in any fog. But when the light of awareness happens, when some seeing happens, then you see. And in the seeing, understanding. In the understanding, acceptance. Then the healing is happening. That comes by itself. But these things are beyond you. The good news was that I had a distance to it. Earlier it has just been a chaos of emotions coming and fog. After this, it was like thoughts got reorganized in my head. Yeah, because a know, a new awareness now. Then even the head gets reorganized. That's what I mean when consciousness is awakening. Then what was your enemies before, this foggy mind, this chaotic mind, it becomes clear. It becomes reorganized. It starts functioning like it's supposed to function. I felt for the first time a security and a trust that I could get free from the past. Yes. And it was like I could understand so much more of myself. Also, I could feel a deeper compassion growing in me towards other people and their stories. When you go deeper and you have felt that, when you understand yourself, you understand everybody. If you don't understand yourself, you don't understand anybody. Because you're all part. Maybe a little bit different stories here and there. But that is just stories on the surface. This has nothing to do with the center. So that is how all inside, all realization, it brings a deeper compassion. That's very good. I am immensely grateful that I managed to get free from this burden and say goodbye to it. Yes, and say goodbye forever. And if it starts calling you, be strong. Don't turn your head, turn your back to it. Because it's the chance that this old emotions and memories, they come back, you know, and call you. Medita, I'm your old friend, you paid so much time with me. You spent so much time with me. You said, no, I ain't seen you now. I know in the deepest of my heart that I would never have managed without you and the friends here in this Sangha. Yours, Mudita, Yahoo. Yahoo. Very good. That's what I said. I'm very happy because it is happening and you are ripening. So it's nothing to do, it will happen. When? Nobody knows. But when it happens, thank God. It makes it so much easier for you and for me. Yes? Beloved Swat, thank you. It is such a grace. Just walking, sitting in myself, back to myself. It's so amazing. Tears kept floating again and again and again. I had to bow down. Feeling God and being so grateful for being here on this earth and in your garden. This love, this presence is all there is. Most of all, I'm so grateful for having you as my master in this life. It's not comparable even to God. Thank you for your boundless compassion and patience. Thank you for making me free by releasing me from my chains and guiding me back to my heart again. Thank you for giving me back the joy of life and the wonder of my child, for giving me my life back. How is it possible to pay back this? I also would like to share that I'm so grateful that music has entered into my life again. It fills me with such a joy and happiness and has opened up a forgotten door inside. I have even bought a harmonium and would take my first lessons. I feel like I'm a happy child for this. I'm amazed and joyful for the now. It feels real. Thank you for healing me from the past and for helping me leave the unreal for the real. In deep gratitude at your feet forever, Asmani. P.S. The guitar is here. Can I play you a song? Let's try now. Okay. First, dear beloved Svar, first heartfelt, thankful gratefulness that you allowed me to come to this magical retreat in your presence these last few weeks. It has become so clear that I know nothing. Or the I am so closely identified with knows nothing, absolutely nothing. What my mind feeds me is based on memory, recycled, direct experience, or second-hand truths, essentially worthless. In my regular life, these past few years, there has also been a dissolving of what I know, losing the worldly knowledge that sustained me in life. Yet somehow I have been remarkably comfortable as my world falls apart. The more intelligent one is, the more comfortable and the more happy you will be when your old world falls apart. Only very narrow-minded people who's clinging to the past, they will have a hard time. That means majority of human beings. Only few people are lucky that feels very comfortable, remarkably comfortable, and not only that, they feel happy. Because the breaking down of the old means now something new can come. As the truth that I know nothing dawns, I see two layers of arrogance masking ignorance and mind knowledge masquerading as poor substitute for the truth. I see now how this pattern has simply been protecting this very sensitive child, shocked by life into shutting off my tender heart, almost scared and ashamed by how much love I have. And yet, a strange freedom is opening with the acceptance of this stupidity. It is a warm space, familiar yet also new, fresh, innocent and loving. This freedom, this consciousness, it is always fresh, is always new, is always familiar because it's eternal. So when you come close, you will feel more safe. You will recognize it more than more. That has nothing to do with anything how you got trained in this life. As you arrived in satsang one day last week, I saw clearly the absence of a me or anyone into which the false identity could attack. I want to know this truth more deeply, to be anchored there. At some level in me, there is a recognition of something in you for which I don't have a clear expression. No, it's very difficult to find any word of expression for that, because it goes beyond any words, any language. But it's there. The fear I felt around you has transformed into respectful awe, reverence, and this I trust. Of course, in the beginning, you feel fear because everything you were holding on to was lies, and you're coming closer to the real, then it will be very shaky. No, coming closer, coming back to yourself, then reverence, then love, then understanding. And this I trust. As I see you more clearly, I'm speechless. Yet something inside me vibrates with recognition, a deep sense of lovingness and gratefulness that this long journey may now begin in truth. I feel like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, crying rusty tears of gratefulness as he remembers the gift of his pulsing, vibrant, innocent heart. This man who made this Wizard of Oz, he was into something. Because everybody has this. Everybody is a Tin Man, crying rusty tears. But he has an innocent heart, and that makes the difference. You can get transformed. I ask humbly if you will accept this novice, nobody know nothing, as your sannyasin. That is the right place to start, sannyasin. If that is clear. Many people, they don't come to that, even if they've been there for years. They have come here, they spend many years, even sitting very close, and then they leave again because they haven't even come to that after many years. It's still too much somebody's. So be aware of this mind. You have to start out that you don't know anything, then everything is possible. So that I may start afresh, innocent, to learn the truth of love and the love of truth. Yours, with a heartfelt love, Devasatya. Most beloved Master, there must have been some great act indeed performed by this one in a previous life to earn me a seat here today at your feet. I might thank you 1,008 times, but that is not nearly enough to express my gratitude. There have been many insights, awakenings, churning and burning these 5 weeks, some of it painful, but for all I'm grateful. You will remain in my heart with ever-flowing love and devotion, Linda. Then you write, most beloved Swaha, wow, it is the very last moment, and I'm hoping, praying, begging for initiation. May I please become your disciple on this most beautiful day of my rebirth. Thank you 1,008 times, Linda. Very last moment. You're not coming back? Because you have to digest this, what is happening, you know. No, at the last moment, then you are asking, praying, begging for initiation. But this is just the beginning, you know. If you begin something that has really touched you that deep, then you should go into it. The sannyas is just the beginning. That all this, like you say, has been many insights, awakenings, churnings and burnings. No, the churning and burning, it has to settle, you have to digest it, you have to see. And now it's here, and whatever you did in performed in the past life, you are here now, and you know the address. So now you just came here by chance, just with the wind. No, next time you come consciously. No, then you are digested. Then you and Satya, you can be together just like this. Then you both get sannyas. If it's something that is really valuable, nothing can hold you back. Already you came all the way from India. Next time come to Brazil, a little longer, but then conscious. That's good. This is just the beginning, but what the beginning? Are you ready, Linda? Are you ready? Very good. Very good. The last moment is take it easy. No, if you realize, that's the thing. No, I told Linda Satya also, if you realize something, that this is really something, then leave it that and let it become stronger. And really feel that this is what you want. This is what you are here for. This is important. Then nothing will hold you back. You will even get stronger. And to do this journey of sannyas, you need to be strong. You need to be focused. You need to let go of all the luggage. Only toothbrush is needed, okay? So if you travel by plane, only carry on, only hand luggage. Okay? I will show you where you get the flip-flops and all this in Brazil. And you don't need all the saris like in Bangalore, like that. No. Morphe, just one longi is enough. But very good. I knew from the beginning. But you also has to know.
I knew you knew.
No, I have waited for you. No, last day, then you have to wait. No other. No mountain too high, no river too deep, no. If you are trust, you want to cross to the other side, no problem. Just lean. My guru, pure mirror, most precious treasure of my heart. Namaste. Namaste. What a blessing, all this space, all this time, all this energy available to look at myself and feel myself. This big cleaning and clearing is awakening the senses. Each little stone is shining. Each little insect or flower so unique and marvelous. The presence of all the silent friends around becomes more potent, delicious. This magic magnifying glass you placed in my inner landscape is making a lot of things crystal clear. A lot happens in ways I cannot describe. I am in awe in front of this mystery. And my whole life has been presented to me as a movie that I'm watching as a spectator. Amazing, lots of forgotten memories, like old picture I'm not going to keep, or pages from a book I wouldn't read again. I let them all go with the wind. No feelings or emotion attacks. I'm simply watching my history from a distance. Blessed be that life. It took me to your presence, and you gave me a new birth. You granted me a new life, so that one I consider now my past life. In the light of your wise words, in the mercy of your sharing in satsang, I found the clarity to see myself, the persona, the robot, the automat, the tendency and the habits that keeps me scattered, and the homework becomes clear and the commitment stronger. I have experienced it's possible to talk and be silent, to think and be silent, to move and be still. Soon comes the big test. Moving away from this heaven you have created and moving away from you. I want to be sitting in satsang with you for eternity, my beloved. But I will go with you, don't worry. We make it together. Together is more easy. You know what you have to do now. So that's the thing, when you have a focus and you are steady, committed, then it's very easy. You can do amazing things very quickly, efficiently, because there is no wavering. I'm vulnerable, fragile, soft, tender, ultra-sensitive like a butterfly, but as long as you hold me in your loving arms, I'm strong and everything is possible and beautiful. I'm going to Ibiza to organize a whole lot of things for me to be able to go to Brazil in November to stay 6 months and do both retreats. I wish to spend as much time as possible with you and my precious family. Present, open, truthful, aware, in love. God, I like that. I will always remember your words. Be steady. I treasure them and all that ocean of wisdom and compassion you have been offering to us. Yes, be steady. And you understand it, because that steadiness that I mean, it can only happen when you are present, open, truthful, aware, in love. Then this steadiness happens by itself. I'm soaked to the marrow with overflowing gratitude. I love you. I bow down to you. Yours, Jocelyn. Very good, Jocelyn. We will pack up the Ibiza very quick. You have house there? But so many people, once they go to Ibiza, it's no problem. Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. You just go on and on and on. No, Mukunda, how are you doing? Huh? Very good? Anything to say? I got a long letter from you, no? Should we look at it? What do you think? It's very long, no? I also think it's very long. The PS. The PS is the most important. You say you never seen so clearly all the garbage in any meditation retreat. Yes, because this is not any ordinary meditation retreat, no? This is the art of cooking. I'm cooking you, and then you know what, when you cook a chickpea, then first it's very hard, then it gets a little more tender, and then it dissolves. Then you don't have any garbage. I never seen so clearly all the garbage in any meditation retreat, in any other kind of working on myself I have ever done. You with your love point powerful headlights on me, and I have to look at myself, both at the side, on the surface, and the hidden ones. But we can do that, no, it's no problem, no, because it's nice not to see. Isn't it? Yeah. So if you are clear that you want to see, then no problem. It's only you shouldn't be here if you don't want to see. That's how I tell you again and again. And then you have to, then even people, they make up excuses. Then they go. Excuse they have to see, because nobody wants to acknowledge themselves that I don't want to see, no? I've learned and still am how noisy, interfering, pushy and stubborn it can be, how difficult it can be to stay with myself in these moments when the mind comes. But sometimes so sweet, the moments when my mind doesn't produce any noise, just following my heart, pouring letters and tears in the nature of love and the deepest gratitude I have for you, for love, for God. Yeah, you know the way out of the mind then. In these blessed moments, my heart in love feels and senses you through my senses inside and outside me, everywhere. And I'm joyful and everywhere too. Because you are life, when you are happy, everything is happy. When you are sad, everything is sad. The world is a reflection of you. That's the only way to make the world happy, that people transform. Then everything will become happy. Thank you, Master, for all the precious presents I've been receiving since I met you. With all my love and my faith in you, your disciple Mukunda. P.S. Now being scared of the love of the truth sounds not real. Because you told me that last time, no? You were scared, no? No, you see. That is very difficult for me. I cannot say that. You have to experience it. And I'm happy. No, you have experienced that yourself. You have realized it. No, a different awareness, a different maturity, a different seeing has happened. Because only this old mind is scared, scared of love. Because what does love mean? It means, no, you're opening up. And that's why so few people open up, because they don't trust that. But if you find something that you can trust, then you can open up. And the more you open up, if it's real love, then you will feel peace then. Then you will get courage instead of fear. And you open up more. If it's real, then you accept sooner or later, oh, this is so good. The more I open up, the more beauty I see. The more peace I feel, the more love I feel. Then it's an unending opening. Now being scared of the love of the truth sounds not real. Yeah, because you have changed. Isn't it amazing? It would mean being scared of you, and my heart can only love you. Yes, when you are connected with the heart, then a whole different dimension happens. The head, the ego, the mind will always be scared of me, scared of truth, but not the heart. So be happy, Mukunda. Listen to the heart and you see what the transformation can happen. Because either there can be ego, fear, or there can be heart, love, understanding. That is the whole transformation. Know this heart, this openness, this trust, that will take you deeper places. You have a question. You and the Buddha says we are tested. By who? What? What you think is tested? These things you can think about with your mind. But when you are in the heart, you understand. Of course, existence has to test you. Love itself will test you if you are worthy to walk on the path of love, of the path of consciousness. That is the testing. If you want to go high in the mountain, you can't pull with you the whole past. You don't have the strength to it. You have to be unburdened. You have to be committed. And you have to understand. You and the Buddha says we are tested. By who? What? You have to be tested so you see that you are worthy. This, have you heard about Khalil Gibran? He talks about that very beautifully. He says, when love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. No, if you're not ready to go where it's hard and steep, you can't follow love. When love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. And when he speaks to you, believe in him, though his voice may shatter your dreams. Though his voice may shatter your dreams. It means you can't hold on to your dreams if you want real love, if you want real consciousness. They have to go. That's how you are tested. For even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as for your own growth, so he is for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your heights and caresses your tender branches that quivers in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. He has to do both. He has to shake the roots. And if there is trust, then you know that this is because he wants you to be stronger. You have to be more grounded, deeper roots. If that understanding is not there, then you will complain then. That's why the Buddha, that's why I'm saying you will be tested. This is exactly, he's saying in a very beautiful way. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He threshes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to your whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant. And then he assigns you to his sacred fire, that you may become the sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All this is the steps to purify you. If this is understood from the beginning, then it's blissful. Otherwise, it's very hard. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your own heart. And that is the only reason. And still, people can run away. That's what you said. How stupid to be afraid for what you are longing for. But this is how the mind is. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your heart. You have to be ready for both. That is what trust is. When love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. But this is the only part that is worth going on. That's why all the masters say you will be tested. You have to be strong. And the higher you go, the more strong, the more committed, the more devoted, the more stable, steady. If you're going on a journey and it's a beautiful sunny day and we're going out on the boat, oh, how beautiful. But then, well, who knows if it's a storm coming, no? You have to be ready for anything, no? You can't start complaining when the storm is there. Then you have to work closer, be more committed. That's how it is. Then you are worthy, you're functioning, you are trusting, you are devoted. That's what devotion is. You trust something more than you do yourself. Beloved Babaji, during the last satsangs, I started to feel a new feeling in my heart, a very peaceful, deep, loving respect, deeper than love. I feel the devotion is starting to rise in me, and it's so new, I have never felt like this before. It was just a word for me, now I start to feel the meaning of it. I feel like my body bows down by itself in your presence. This is how devotion is. Because it's not you. You as a body would never bow down. Devotion means that something has touched you. Something from the beyond. Something divine. Something very precious. That even if you try, then you can't hold back. That is how devotion surrender is. Because something has understood and felt something much deeper than your mind. And mind is very shallow. It's just on the surface. When you have touched something in the deepest of your being, then the mind has nothing to say anymore. Because you know. The mind can say whatever it wants, but you know. And the more you know, the more these beautiful feelings will happen. It was just a word for me. Now I start feeling the meaning of it. This will open a totally new dimension for you. You couldn't think it's the same life. In my very first letter to you, I ask how to surrender. Now I feel it's happening by itself. Yes, these things you can't ask about because they go beyond any language. It is like my heart becomes your heart. I'm touched so deeply inside by you. Thank you, my master, so much. It is so relaxing and nourishing to surrender to you in deep gratitude and love, Vanya. Yes, it's so deeply relaxing and nourishing to surrender. And still, people find it very hard sometimes. It's amazing. Why, when it's so relaxing and nourishing? Because you have to let go of the tensions then, no? And who are you without the tensions? Then you are just relaxed and nourished and peaceful and happy and grateful. And that's the only thing. What a different choice. And still the mind does so much. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to relax. That's why, can't we just relax now? Can't we just get relaxed, nourished? So easy and so difficult, not just to let go of, but how hard it is to let go. Amazing. And only when you do it, then you feel so relaxing, so nourishing, so good. Why didn't I do it before? It's amazing. And over and over. You say in the first letter, I ask how to surrender. Then how does this happen? How? No, that's it. How can you ask me? I don't know. It happens. It happens. I know it happens. And when it's happened, this is how it is. Beloved, Babaji spreads his love to all of us. He comes and sits, reads some letters, drinks some chai. Really? All these things he does, plays some music, makes us dance, reflect, laugh, meditate, cry, feel. He gives us insights into every aspect of life, from relationships to aloneness, from overcoming bad habits to simple living. But most amazing of all is that at the end of every satsang, every heart can feel a love so tangible, so real. Like without anybody noticing anything, he takes us into a new dimension. A dimension where everything becomes sacred, holy. The atmosphere becomes pregnant with deep reverence. And every heart whispers a silent prayer of gratitude. in silence, he teaches us devotion. With a grateful heart, I love you, Ram. That's what he does now. It seems like we could just sit down, no? Maybe you should try just to, well, like Ram's saying, he comes and sits and reads some data, drink some chai, play some music, make or dance, reflect, laugh, meditate, feel, overcoming bad habits, relationships, aloneness, simply. But most amazing of all is that at the end, every heart can feel a love so tangible without anybody noticing. Now I have drank my chai now.
Yeah.